One of the things that President Trump highlighted in his State of the Union speech last night was gang violence. Trump introduced the parents of two teenage girls who were killed in 2016 by members of the gang known as MS-13.
While we cannot imagine the depths of that kind of sorrow, we can make sure that other families never have to endure this kind of pain. Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country.
MS-13 started in Los Angeles, but most of its members are now of Central American origin. For more, we're joined by David Pyruz, a criminologist and assistant professor of sociology at the University of Colorado Boulder. Professor, in the case of these two girls who were tragically killed in 2016, is that typical of what MS-13 does?
That's typical of MS-13's reputation. It's not necessarily typical of their day-to-day activities. MS-13's reputation is that they do engage in some very heinous types of violent crimes. So they were, you know, closely associated with things like dismemberment and other sorts of very serious crimes. That's why they stand out from other gangs that typically rely on firearms and so on in their violence.
How widespread are they? Are they in every city in America?
Oh, they're not in every city in America. I mean, if the Department of Justice fact sheets to be trusted, that indicates there are around 10,000 MS-13 gang members in the United States. Let's put this in perspective. There's well over a million gang members in the United States, and so MS-13 constitutes just a small portion of that.
And is MS-13 worse in many ways than the other gangs in the United States?
Well, they have a reputation, like many gangs. They seek to make that reputation. But there's roughly 2,000 gang homicides in the United States. So we're talking about, that's 13% of all homicides in the U.S. MS-13 alone, with those 10,000 gang members, that's going to make up just a small proportion of the total amount of homicides in the U.S.
President Trump called out last night an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, Celestino Martinez, who goes by CJ. Here's Trump praising Border Patrol and ICE.
We have sent thousands and thousands and thousands of MS-13 horrible people out of this country or into our prisons. So I just want to congratulate you, CJ. You're a brave guy. Thank you very much.
Is that true? Have deportations and convictions of MS-13 gang members gone up under President Trump?
I haven't seen any numbers to suggest that it's true. I mean, there have been some press releases to indicate that there have been large roundups. But even then, what I've seen is that MS-13 core gang members constitute even a small number of those who were arrested in those roundups.
Is this an issue that is as related to immigration as President Trump says it is?
No, it's not. And, you know, if anything, the notion that illegal immigrants or immigrants in general are the dominant street gang problem in the United States, that it just couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, certainly the administration has seized on an important issue. I mean, there's no doubt that the MS-13 murders in Long Island and elsewhere are heartbreaking. But let's not forget that there are, you know, another 2,000 young lives that are lost in gang-related murders in the United States that are just as heartbreaking. If anything, what we find is that those first-generation youth are less likely to be in gangs, just like they're less likely to commit crimes, than second-generation, third-generation, and so on.
Now, gang violence is something that President Trump has been talking about a lot and for a long time since the campaign. What has he actually done to help reduce gang violence in this country, or what should be done to deal with gang violence?
I mean, one of the things that we need to do is document it better. You know, there was a time when we were documenting gang activity in the United States regularly on a yearly basis, from at least as represented by law enforcement agencies. We haven't been doing that over the last 5 years since the Obama administration. And so we don't know the extent of the problem anymore. We don't know how gang violence has changed in the United States. Our best estimates come from 2012. And so we don't understand the extent to which, you know, perhaps President Trump is right. Perhaps there has been an increase in gang activity across the U.S., but we can't tell if it's just limited to a couple of cities or if this is representative of large cities throughout the country.
That's David Pyruz, who's an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Colorado Boulder. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.